I think every quarterback likes to move and change the passing spot, not be sitting in the same place. We came out of the bye week, and you know, we looked at it and have done some things to allow him to do that. I mean, we have the ability within the framework of the game plan to get that done. You know, the running game certainly helps when you can run the football. It helps complement things to help you get outside the pocket, and certainly it has a residual effect on the pass rush to be able to move the quarterback around and enables him to extend plays as well. So, you know, it's something that we've looked into. We got a little bit of it done last week, and we'll continue to move forward that way. Yeah, I think that we talked about this today, that, you know, when you look at them defensively, you know, they've got penetrators inside. Watch the third down tape. They're hitting the quarterback. They're pushing the pocket. McDonald and McCoy certainly get edges. Johnson on the outside has done a very good job. So they're rushing the passer. They've done a good job of creating some turnovers. The guys have seen their ability to turn the ball over. Lovey's and Leslie's defenses have always done that. Their emphasis on knocking the ball out and tip balls and things like that. So those are very evident defensively that is all part of, and the relentless play. They're playing very hard. And then offensively, you see the big playability of Vincent and particularly Evans. They've got a couple running backs who run hard. So they're establishing themselves offensively. They're overcoming the fact that they've really done it without their coordinator. You know, Jeff's been out. They're starting to make some big plays. So we're not looking at records. We're looking at players and scheme and talent. And I just showed them New Orleans today. You know, it's 31-31 right up until the end. So they've shown the ability to play with anybody. You know, and they're finding more about themselves each and every week. And you can tell they're feeling very good about themselves after their very, very effective play last week in Washington. Well, you know, that question will be answered on Sunday. They've played a lot of man-to-man coverage, more than you'd think. I mean, you look at where they've been defensively, and they're moving man-to-man coverage around significantly, and not just on first and second down, but on third down. So we'll look for those opportunities, and it looks to me like they're doing a little bit more of it, feeling comfortable with their guys covering man-to-man. Now, will that change? It didn't change. That's the way it was over the last 3 or 4 weeks, that they have lined up against some top receivers and played a man-to-man on third down in all situations and on first and second down as well. So we'll see how that goes this Sunday. You know, we're day-to-day. We're day-to-day trying to – I mean, we've left a lot of points on the field. We did it last week. We recognize that. It certainly has not been what we've wanted it to be or what we would expect it to be. So our focus has been just to really focus in on trying to get better and do the things necessary so we can stay on the field as long as we can, but not just stay on the field, but finish drives and score. And we have not done that. We got to take responsibility for that. That starts with me. We certainly feel like we're an offense that can do those types of things. We've shown that we can, but, you know, it all starts Sunday again, and we still got Friday practice, and that's just how we've approached it. We've made up our minds that we're just going to work on it daily and go out Sunday and try to score as much as we can. But most importantly, we're going out to win the football game, and we'd like to do both, you know, certainly.